Welcome to the Holistic Me podcast, a journey to finding wellness within. I'm your host, Jessica Bravo, and I'm so honored to be here with you to share my journey and experiences, as well as my knowledge on all things holistic wellness and self-care. I'm a licensed acupuncturist, Reiki master teacher, intuitive holistic healer, and the creator of the new Wellness Within Dex. Join me as we dive deeper and uncover our true healing potential that lies within each and every one of us. Hey everyone, welcome to Intuitive Message Friday. I was like, what am I doing here? What is this live all about? Thank you so much for joining me. I always appreciate when people show up and they're here for the live. So if you're watching the live, thank you. If you're watching the replay, thank you. I appreciate you as well that you take the time to listen to this after the fact. I really, really do appreciate it. Couple of things that I just want to share before I get to today's message is, first of all, I have my intuitive health coaching program that has launched. Last week is when I launched it, and enrollment is open until April 9th. April 9th, enrollment will close for the season, and potentially there'll be another round of enrollment in the fall, but we'll see about that. So it could change the program to be different come the fall. So if you've been feeling called or interested and just want to learn more, it is a free discovery call, no obligations, just conversation that we can have and see if this is something that is right for you. So I'm really excited. If you haven't seen some of the details I shared, I invite you to go back and take a look at those. But most importantly, if you're just curious and you want to learn more, let's just have a conversation. I would love to talk to you. The other thing is my decks. I have two now available to order. The Wellness Within Anxiety Anxiety and Stress Edition and the Sleep Edition. So check those out in the shop link. I believe those are available also to purchase right through Facebook and Instagram. Or you can even head over to wellnesswithindex.com or jessicabravo.com. You'll find it any of those places. Link in bio, all of that good stuff. And lastly, I am getting into, and this is going to tie into what I want to share today or what I'm feeling called to share today. And I am now doing watercolor art that is customized for healing frequencies for whoever the receiver is. And so I'm really excited about that. I've done a handful of them. I'm in the process of finishing a couple more this weekend, and I'm loving not only the way that they look and feel, but just the process of making them. So I'm really excited to share that. Any coaching clients through this intuitive health coaching program will receive a free gift of a custom painting for their healing frequency or healing activation, and then I'll have them available for sale as well for custom orders coming up in the next week or so. So look out for an announcement on that. All right, so let's get to the intuitive message for today. What I've been feeling called to share and talk about is in alignment with this healing frequency, the energy that we infuse into the work that we do, whether it be the work we do for ourselves and on ourselves, or the work that we do in supporting and helping others, right? Or even just something that it may not be in direct contact with somebody, but can have an effect later on somebody else, right, down the line. So it's an amazing thing that we are energy, right? And everything around us is energy, and everything has a particular frequency. And you may or may not be familiar with the idea of different frequencies for different, that have different benefits, right? And so healing frequencies, whether it be through sound, right, or just visual frequencies, things like that, patterns in nature that have frequencies, all of this, light frequency, everything can have an effect on our life, and even the frequencies of our thoughts. And that is huge. So the frequencies of our thoughts, I think, is even the most important to really work with, because we have total control of what's going on up here. And it may not seem it at times. I know I have days where I'm like, who is running the show right now? This is not looking good up here. Let's reframe. Let's change the frequency. Let's shift. It has to be done. And so some days it's easy to stay in control, keep the mind and the intentions clear as to what I want to put out into my reality, versus some days where it's out the window and everything is a struggle. I'm sure you've been there, where you think one thought and then the next, it just, everything just like domino effect starts to fall apart in a way, or it feels that way. So having an awareness that your thoughts, your words, all carry a frequency with them, and those frequencies carry this vibration throughout our reality, through our experience, and trickle out like a ripple, right? It's a ripple effect on our life and on those around us. So our poor attitude or our mood, our low frequency mood, whether it be anger, frustration, worry, all of these lower frequency moods can trickle out and affect the people around us. Whereas a higher vibration or a higher frequency mood, such as love, joy, happiness, excitement, these are higher frequencies, also can affect those around us in a more positive way. But they all have this frequency that gets carried out into the world or translated out into the world. And as a healer, as an acupuncturist, as a Reiki master, all of these tools and modalities that I work with, there's a frequency that we're working with within the body and energetically outside of the body as well. And putting that all together is really fascinating to me. Understanding that the energy and the vibration of the frequency in which the person is experiencing their world and how my frequency can affect theirs, and being somebody or being for them somebody who's in a, can help them shift their frequency. Okay, I can't make them shift their frequency, right? But I can do things and share things with them that will help them shift in that direction of getting into a higher frequency for themselves, because that in and of itself will align to the greatest and highest good for the individual in whatever way that might be for them and for their body, right? Body, mind, and soul. And when that's all in alignment, healing can happen. And when healing happens and we feel good, then things are much easier, flow with ease. There's just a smoothness to your day. But when we're in that lower frequency, it can feel like there's all these road bumps, right? Or just a lot of potholes in the road that are making the ride much bumpier than it needs to be. So we can get out of that. And one of the things I've loved sharing over this past year is definitely sharing Reiki with you all. We've done it on some of our lives here together. I've done it through some shorter videos, either on TikTok or Instagram. I've really enjoyed sharing that healing vibration, healing frequency that I can get to you in some form. And even though we can't be in person right now, and that's been healing for me and for so many that have reached out to me and thanked me for it. And I'm really appreciative that I have the opportunity to do that. I'm grateful that I can share these modalities that I practice. And now what's really fun and awesome and just really cool that I want to share, and part of this watercolor work that I'm doing, is I'm infusing these frequencies into the art. And that's just another modality, right? Another tool that can be used for healing. And having this art in your visual field, or really just in your field to begin with, wherever it might be, in your home or your room, your workspace, allows for it to impact your frequency and shift your energy for the better, right? That's the intention. And the healing vibrations that are placed into it. And one of the things I'm working with is light codes that I've been receiving over the past year. And these light codes are being painted onto these canvases, and also being infused with Reiki. And so all together, it's culminating into a beautiful thing. Not to mention working with water, and water having its own healing frequencies and the potential to carry and hold those frequencies and hold that memory to be shared. And so it's just like so lovely to work with this. So I'm really excited to be able to bring this now as another dimension of the work that I'm doing for all of you. If you haven't figured it out by now, I truly love to give. I just love to give in whatever way that I can. And I've learned, though, however, to still honor myself and take care of me. And that may still be difficult for me some days, where I will put myself last. But I realize that in order for me to maintain that frequency to provide, I need to allow myself the space to take care of myself so that I can be a source for somebody else as well. I can't give from an empty cup, right? I've shared about that before. But I am certainly somebody that just likes to give, give, and give. And so it's really wonderful when I work with some of these tools, especially with something like Reiki and now doing this watercolor painting, because it also fills my cup for me as I'm working with it. So I can feel the benefits of doing the work and then share it with you to receive that and have it activate a level of healing for you. And yeah, I'm really excited and I love it. So I never thought that art would come back into my life in this way. I've always been somewhat artistic throughout my life. I really liked drawing growing up and would, you know, play with all sorts of art tools and sets and buy drawing books and sketchbooks and all of these things, but I never pursued it really as anything more than just something I did for fun. And now that it's come back into my life again in this way, it just feels so good and it feels right. And I want to just invite you to think about what you can do today or this week that fills your cup. Something that you can work with in some way that you're able to set an intention while you're doing this activity, this modality, whatever it might be, and allow that intention and that frequency to support you and activate healing within you by also filling your cup and allowing you to reach a state of wholeness, or bring you closer to that state of wholeness. I do truly believe that we're all capable of doing this work, hence why the purpose and my passion for doing what I do, of doing this intuitive health coaching, of doing acupuncture, of doing Reiki, all of these things, the Wellness With Index, all of these things that I have worked to create and put together and provide as services, my passion and my intention behind all of that is to help you heal you. I am merely like a middleman for showing you the way, or for helping you find the key, right? Maybe you've just misplaced the key, but it's in there, it's inside of you. And you have all of it within you, all of the healing capacity and ability is within you always, always has been, always will be. It's just a matter of finding the key and tuning in and doing the work. And sometimes that's the scariest part. But I believe, I truly believe that we are all capable. I know that we're all capable. It's not even a belief, it's a knowing that we're all capable of doing this. But some of us just need a little guidance, and that's what I'm here for. And I'm honored to be able to provide that. And feel like I've gone on a tangent, but I'm so passionate about this. Oh, you guys, I just love what I do, and I miss being in person with all my patients in the office. But it's coming up soon. Gonna be back hopefully in the next couple months with everybody's vaccinations and all of that, getting taken care of. But I am just so happy that I could still serve in some way. It looked completely different. I never thought in a million years I'd be in this new role of being a healer from home. Never thought it was gonna, like, when this all started and I realized that it was gonna be more than just a couple weeks out of the office, I never envisioned it to turn into this. And I'm honored that I was able to discover that for myself and bring even more clarity to the belief and to the knowing that we are all capable of healing. And so, yeah, again, tangent. So I invite you, like I said, do something today or this week, this weekend, that will fill your cup. Set the intention with whatever it is, and allow that frequency of what you're doing and the intention that you set to fill you and provide you with some healing. And even if it's just drinking your water, like if you have a hard time getting hydrated, a beautiful trick is to hold your water, because water can hold memory, water can hold frequency, like I mentioned before. And infuse it with your intention. Infuse it with your intention for the day. And then breathe it in. Breathe in the intention, not the water. And then drink it. And that fills you physically, right? Now that water is flowing within you, but that frequency is also now flowing within you on multiple levels. So, yeah, that's all I have for you all today before I ramble off on some other topic. I love you all so much. Stay tuned for the custom watercolor orders with healing light codes and Reiki infusion, all of the wonderful things. I'm super excited about this. And check out the Intuitive Life Coach program, or sorry, Intuitive Health Coach program. And yeah, I'm here for you. If there's anything you want to see covered in a future live, future episode, hit me up. I love hearing from you all. Love connecting and getting your thoughts, your feedback, and what you're interested in. Because again, as I mentioned already, you're all the reason why I do this. And I'm super passionate to help you all get to where you want to be in within your life and your reality, starting with the healing from inside. So grateful for all of you. I love you all so much. Have a wonderful rest of your day and have an awesome weekend. Until next time, stay well, my friends.
Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Me podcast. If you want to connect with me, learn more about my products or services, check out the show notes for all the links to my social media, as well as shop sites and class links. If you're more of a visual person, I also record this as a YouTube video, and you can connect and subscribe to my YouTube channel through the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for being here. Until next time, stay well.